A lot of tough decisions will be made over the next 3 months as the Oregon legislature locks up the state's budget for the next 2 years. As in recent biennia, there's more money coming into the state, but not enough to keep up with costs, especially the additional amount required by the Public Employee Retirement System, or PERS. K-12 education is front and center in the discussion about money for the next 2 years, but higher education is not far away. The 7 state universities are considering their options in various budget scenarios and the likelihood of having to raise tuition again. Linda Schott is the president of Southern Oregon University, one of those 7 schools, and she's in the studio with me now. President Schott, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
There are 2 budget proposals out there, and of course they're evolving over time. One basically from the governor, one from the Ways and Means co-chairs in the legislature. Would either one of those budgets keep things as they are at SOU and hold the line on tuition too?
No, neither would. The governor's budget is basically flat funding from the last biennium, and that does nothing to help us take care of the rising PERS and health care costs that we incur. The co-chair's budget is an extra $40.5 million. We certainly appreciate that, but that still does not help SOU solve its problem. And we're looking at the potential of both reductions in expenses, so services, perhaps personnel, as well as some significant tuition increases.
Significant in what range?
It all depends on where the final number is, and we do have a tuition advisory council that works on this. It includes students, so I'm waiting for their recommendation. But as we do our financial analysis, it could be as high as 15%.
Wow. That's a big chunk to take on at one time. And how big is the biggest chunk that the SOU has done? Are you aware?
2 years ago, we thought we were going to have to do a 12%. When the legislature came forward with additional funding, we were able to walk that back to a 9%. I want to be clear that if we did have to do a large tuition increase, we could spread it out over 2 years and make it a little bit smaller, but it actually ends up working out better for students if we do a big increase up front and then a much smaller one the next year.
I see. So because it's a biennium, you can put it up in a couple of chunks, not all 15% at once?
And well, no, we would do a 15% up front, something like that, and then maybe a 2 or 3% the following year. To put it in perspective, a 15% tuition increase is about $1,100 over the year. It's a significant amount of money, but I think the dollar amount is not quite as scary as the percentage. That would break down to about $300 a quarter. And one of the things that SOU has done in the last 2 years is really focus on reducing other costs. So we have made a lot of progress in the use of open educational resources or low or no cost textbooks. So some textbooks can cost $300. If we can save a student from buying that textbook, then we've helped them afford this tuition increase.
A lot of acronyms get bandied about in any government process, obviously including budgeting. And I notice that the figure CSL getting used a lot for current service level. What is SOU's figure for maintaining that, if you have it at the top of your
head?
Well,
we've said that if the legislature could allocate an additional $120 million to the Public University Support Fund, then we would keep our tuition below, our increases below 5%. But I want to be clear that to do that, we will have to cut $1 to $2 million out of our budget over the coming biennium.
So to cut $1 to $2 million out of the budget at Southern Oregon University, what is the biennial budget at SOU?
We're about $60
million. For 2 years?
No, per year.
Per year, okay. So $120 million over 2 years. Wow. So the difference in what the university presidents are saying would be needed to maintain current service levels is also equal to the actual total budget for SOU for so what kinds of areas do you have left to cut? I mean, SOU went through retrenchment before you got here.
That's the problem for SOU that's different for other institutions. I mean, all the universities are joined together to ask for additional revenue, but SOU is in a unique position. Well, perhaps Eastern Oregon University shares some because we're small, because we're rural, because we serve some out-of-state students. We have a lot of Northern California students coming to us as their closest institution. We we are struggling in this, and we don't have a lot of places to make cuts. We've actually gone through two rounds of retrenchment, one that really focused on reducing staff, another that cut academic programs and faculty. And I took the position last time that we absolutely could not do that. We must maintain the core of our institution. I'll take that position again, but my ultimate responsibility is to keep this university alive and strong so that it continues to serve this region. So I've told people this is always an unhappy time of year for me because I'm looking at either reductions that I will impact our employees in some way or tuition increases that impact our students. And neither of those are things that I want to do.
Linda Schott is the president of Southern Oregon University. We're talking about what is happening in terms of budgeting for the next biennium from July 1st of this year to June 30th of 2021. The legislature wrestling over that now. The figures at the moment look like they'll have to be either some cuts and or tuition increases at all the state universities. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. With the total figure that's being bandied about. The governor's figure is $736.9 million. The co-chair's budget, $774 million roughly. Does each university get a designated percentage of that, or is there some competition that goes on? Do you guys fight each other for funding?
Well, we don't fight each other explicitly. There is a funding formula that's used. So each university gets a base allocation, and then beyond that, there's the student success and completion model that is a very complicated formula that rewards universities for producing certain kinds of graduates.
Like a four-year graduate, that sort of thing.
They incentivize the production of students from within Oregon, which makes sense if it's the state funding it, but also students who are from rural areas, are veteran students, or previously underrepresented students. And SOU has really focused on improving our performance in those areas, and we have, but it's not enough. We can't do enough to keep up with the rising costs.
So you not only have the issue with the cost, but you have issues of income, and it's not just all about the legislature. I looked at national trends in enrollment. What's been happening at SOU in the last couple of years?
When you look over like the last 10 years, enrollment is pretty flat. When you pull in on that and you look at just like the 5 years, you see that we have a weird trend here where we tend to be up a little bit and then down a little bit and then up a little bit. So 2 years ago, when we raised tuition 9%, we all expected about a 2% decrease in enrollment. In fact, we had a little over 2% increase. But this year, when we had a moderate tuition increase of 4%, we're actually down about 4% in enrollment. So that's been a significant reduction for us, and we're really focused on doing everything we can to increase enrollment. But the overall trend in Oregon and across the United States is fewer 18-year-olds. And we know that we're going to hit a low point in the number of 18-year-olds around 2025.
Just because of population demographic changes?
Because during the recession, the Great Recession, people quit having children. And so that dearth of births in around 2010 is going to hit us in 2025, 2008.
So you got a bunch of challenges, but it seems like in that environment, then there's a greater price sensitivity. I mean, if I'm looking at a couple of colleges with similar costs, but this one is 15% more than the other one, I'm going to go for the cheaper one.
You would think that students might be that price aware. I don't think often they are. Students tend to look at what they think is a great fit for them, where they will have a great experience. And then there are the students that we're really their only option because they're pretty much place-bound here in Southern Oregon. A lot of our students now are what we used to consider non-traditional, so over 25 or older, many having families. They don't have a choice of going anywhere else. Now, that doesn't mean that we want to gouge them with prices. Our focus is only on what it takes to keep the institution sustainable.
So you were talking about the Tuition Advisory Council, and we didn't have a chance to bring in a student. It is spring break at Southern Oregon University and a lot of other schools around the region. How much, I mean, no matter what they recommend, it's probably going to be to go a little easier on the students, but we're still talking about just allocations of increase. It's going to be an increase one way or the other, isn't it?
Yes, it will have to be an increase. Not to increase would require us to cut, I believe it's over $8 million out of our budget, and there is no way. About 83% of our budget is in personnel. So we would be significantly impacting personnel if we had to make those kinds of reductions.
So how valuable is the input from the TAC, the Tuition Advisory Committee?
Well, it's very valuable. It's not just students. It's four students, and we have a couple of faculty members. We have a couple of administrators. It's really helping us all get in the room together. I'm not there, but other people are. All get in the room together and look at the information, look at the data. And I think it helps students and faculty members who don't deal with this all the time to really understand the constraints under which we're operating. And we're also doing much more than that. We've got all sorts of communication measures, Facebook, other social media. We're holding some live sessions with students. We're going to do one with just student athletes, for example. We're going to do one out in the residence halls where we're really trying to help students understand. Because, Jeff, we will raise tuition, I'm sure. The amount remains to be seen. But we will also then use some of the additional funds that we get from that to increase the aid that we provide to students. So we really look hard at who are our most economically vulnerable students and what will it take to keep them in school. And we will focus individually on students to try to give them the aid that they need to stay here and complete their degrees.
Linda Schott is the president of Southern Oregon University. We are talking about the issue with the state budget getting crafted for the next biennium from the middle of this year until the middle of 2021, and the prospects for state universities getting less money than they could use, which means they're going to have to bring in more money through tuition. We're talking at an increase up to 15%, we're hearing from SOU. Join the conversation on the exchange. Give your thoughts on what might be done to increase the money coming in to the higher education institutions from the state of Oregon's general fund. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. A lot of this gets laid at the feet of PERS, but we're talking about the increases that I've seen for the next biennium are 25% over what is being paid into PERS by every agency that pays into it now. Is that about what you're seeing?
At SOU, we're looking at about a $1.5 million difference between what PERS is going to increase and what our increased allocation from the state would be at the co-chair's budget. So it's a huge amount for us to have to absorb in the first year. There are some oddities, like the legislature gives us 49% of our appropriation in the first year of the biennium and 51% in the second. No one has been able to explain to me why that happens. Just making it 50% each year would help some. And then we also get more of our PERS increase in the first year of the biennium. So it's kind of a double whammy that hits us in that first year.
We've talked thus far just about the allocations coming from the state legislature, and of course with the approval of the governor, and then also from tuition. What other sources of revenue are available to SOU? I mean, what do you have in the way of an endowment or alumni money or just other sources of revenue? Football game ticket sales, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, we have a foundation, the SOU Foundation. They have an endowment that's just about $30 million. They approve the allocation of about 4% of that per year. That's a number that's designed to keep that endowment firm and in perpetuity. And almost all of that goes towards student scholarships. So it's not really a source of support for the university budget. Other than that, housing. We have auxiliaries such as housing, food service, but we really look at those as pretty much self-support operations. They might provide a little bit of support to the general fund, but we're really focused this year on keeping those costs down, looking at minimal, maybe 2-3% increases in those areas, because we know that we're looking at the potential of a significant tuition increase.
And either way, you'd be making the money off of students if you increase the money from the auxiliaries. Are there reserves? I mean, is there a reserve account you can dip into?
We do have reserves. The reserve at SOU is pretty small. At this point, it's dangerously small. The national standard is that you should have about 6 months of operating funds in your reserve. That's about 40% of your operating budget. As the state has wanted us and our board has asked us to have about 10%. We're currently below that. And the tuition numbers that we're looking at will not even get us up back above 10%. So that's why we're working so hard on enrollment. And right now, there are some promising signs for enrollment for the fall. Our confirmations are up. Once students apply, if they're accepted to confirm, they put down a deposit of $300. And our confirmations are up about 25% right now. So that's good. But, you know, who knows what will happen as the months go forward and by before the end, the beginning of the fall term.
What do you think the lowest, what's on your chart? What's the lowest tuition increase you could look at in percentage?
Well, the lowest I think we'd look at is something below 5%, you know, right, 4.9%, something
okay.
like that.
Right, but so it's the lowest 5% and highest perhaps 15% for a high.
Right, but we anticipate having to go a little bit above 5%.
I noticed a bill that would actually prohibit the public universities and colleges from increasing tuition during the next biennium. Have you seen that on the horizon, and does that cause you concern?
Well, the bill was sponsored by the Oregon Student Association, and in it, it also asked the state to fund higher education. So we really appreciate what the students did there, because in that bill, they make clear, we don't want tuition increases, but we understand that that means that the state must pick up its share. Really, since about 1990, the state has been shifting the cost of higher education to students and their families. And our message right now is stop the shift. Stop shifting the cost of education to students and their families. Let the state begin to pick up more of that. And that's really what the bill says as well.
Now, before 1990, before the Measure 5 property tax limitation swung into effect and required the state to put so much more money into K-12 schools, the universities were getting something like 70% of their income from the state. It's below 20%, is it now, at SOU?
For SOU, it's about 30%.
30%.
So it's really flipped. Mm-hmm. It was a 70-30 split now. Then. Now it's a 30-70 split.
And just before you go, Linda Schott, will you know before the end of this academic year what the tuition increase will be for the next academic year?
Well, that's one of the really worrisome aspects, because the legislature probably won't finish their budget until the end of June, maybe even early July. If there are new revenue measures that the legislature passes and they are referred to the voters, those would not go to the voters until next January. Mm-hmm. So we will make a tuition decision, but then have alternative ways to walk that back if we're able to do so.
Okay, so 5 to 15%, the range being looked at now for Southern Oregon University, where Linda Schott is the president, and waiting, like all the other university presidents, to see what kind of money the legislature comes up with for higher education. So not the last discussion we'll have on this subject. Thank you, Linda Schott.